At the 2018 National FFA Convention in Indianapolis, Oklahoma continues the tradition of placing finalists into the STAR competition. Oklahoma has two STAR finalists for 2018. One of them is a National STAR finalist in agribusiness. Brady Womack of the Morris FFA chapter. Our coverage of all of our activities here at the 2018 National FFA Convention being powered by ITC, your energy superhighway. Ahead of his time in Indianapolis, we had the chance to sit down and talk with Brady Womack about what has brought him into the National Final Four of agribusiness.
Tell me a little bit, Brady, about your agribusiness. You're actually selling show supplies to young people, 4-H FFA members that are involved in showing livestock in the state of Oklahoma.
Yes, sir. So a little bit about my business is that it's called B5 Enterprises Show Supplies. I provide a quality show supplies from Weaver, Sullivan, Job's products, and I even have my own line of supplies, which is I have three products right now currently, and also have my own line of equipment from sheep and goat stands, from cattle displays, everything besides a show box currently right now. I even do custom cutouts from trailer hitches, metal cutouts, and even Christmas decorations when it comes to that time. The main focus is the show supply part, and I keep growing, and I keep wanting to provide a quality show supplies, not only just show supplies, but for feed additives and for feed supplements.
So how did you get started?
How I got started was in the year of 2012. I acquired a $12,000 loan, which I am proud to say within 18 months, I paid that off through my business. And I started with the trailer, started with inventory. I set up all my accounts that I needed to. And now I have, coming from 2012 to now 2018, I have six trailers. I take all major credit cards. I have a W-9 to set up with schools and other entities, and just being able to be there for Oklahoma and be there for anybody that needs quality show supplies. Hopefully B5 is the person.
Six trailers means that you're going to multiple locations a lot of the same time.
Yes, sir. This past 3 years, we probably went over 300 shows every year, and that means we're going to three to five shows every weekend from December to March. And with that, I have a sales associate named Tanner Taylor up in Ader, Oklahoma. He's running his placement through me, and also proud of myself in allowing having other part-time FFA members to get a piece of that through that. And also sometimes I have to recruit my family and doing this. I'm definitely proud to being able to just hitting one show to five shows every weekend. And in doing that, I couldn't do it without a quality family, and also having the great organization that we have that's wanting to take a part in a part-time associate and part-time on the weekends.
So tell me, you said you've got some products that you've actually developed. Tell me about a couple of those show products.
So a couple of show products would be B5 Fungus Stuff and B5 Fungus Plus. So B5 Fungus Stuff is a preventive and also cures if you have fungus. And that's one of the first products that I was able to purchase rights to and also be able to push out. And it's a quality product that it's a quality product that it works on cattle, sheep, and goats. It's even taken some stuff away from hogs. And then we have a B5 Fungus Plus. What that is that it's more for a show day need, which provides conditioner and makes sure for sheep and goats, it gives that silky touch and that nice firm feel whenever you go in to handle.
What was this product you called Smoke?
Smoke. Smoke is an everyday and show day swine shine conditioner, in a sense. And whenever I purchased Job's Blue Ribbon Show Supplies, he had Smoke. And whenever I did that, I took over his products, and one of those products was Smoke. And we kept pushing it. It's a quality product that definitely is effective, and it's been around a long time, and it's not broke, so we don't fix it.
So you're doing 300 shows a year. You're currently a full-time student at Oklahoma State University. Yes. What's the future of this business in your mind?
Future of this business is to keep going. I enjoy what I do. I've always been told, and I always tell others, is that if you love what you do, you don't work a day in your life. And every time I'm able to get up and communicate with others and go to other shows, I feel like I'm not working. I'm just enjoying what I've been blessed with.
How does FFA play into your getting ready to be able to handle all these responsibilities?
FFA has played a big part. I've done speeches, I did the judging part, and even the classes, from taking taking shop classes, taking those econ classes, taking even the animal science classes. When understanding feed additives and understanding the supplements, that whenever you tell someone about this, you're giving quality information over what will do and what will help that animal out. And taking many of those classes has helped me out, especially having my own line of equipment. And in that, I would not have been able to do what I do without taking them shop classes and understand the design, the blueprints, and what it takes to put something together and make a quality product.
So impressive that you were willing and take the chance of borrowing money to get this whole thing started. What advice would you have to a young FFA member? You did it as a sophomore in high school. What advice would you have to somebody trying to start out, wanting to get their own business going?
The first thing would be understand what you're about to get into. Understand the whatever business that are you getting into. Understand how other people have got started. Understand where your vision. Make sure you have them goals, your short-term goals, your long-term goals, and just the ultimate goal at the end. And I would definitely talk to local businesses. Like for me personally, I talked to just a local business here. I talked to T&D Meat. They dealt with schools. They've dealt with a product. And Mr. Flanders, they gave me a direction, such as doing an LLC, paying my taxes online, making sure my annual taxes, making sure all the legal matters are there without going out there and not knowing. So really get a knowledge base and communicate with other businesses before you take that next step, and really make sure it's something that you love to do. Again, I go back, if you love what you do, you don't work a day in your life.
A finalist for American Star in Agribusiness from the Morse, Oklahoma FFA chapter, Brady Womack. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.